Our second case for argument is Jirak against Abbott Laboratories.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to address four characteristics of Abbott's sales representatives, which I think shed the most light on the issue of whether or not they are entitled to an exemption from the Fair Labor Standards Act overtime requirements. First, the Abbott sales representatives call on the key decision makers in the process of selling a pharmaceutical. They call on the doctor, who must, by law, be the one who ultimately chooses which of the various competing treatments or competing drugs a patient uses for a particular set of symptoms. Second, when the time is right and in the judgment of the sales rep, after using their budget and considering their picking their doctors, they make the effort to persuade the doctor to commit to using Abbott's products when it is appropriate for the patient, as opposed to competing products and treatments. And they seek a commitment, an oral commitment, a non-binding commitment from the doctor to do that. And that's the essence of what a salesman does. Third, they are well compensated, and well compensated in significant part, up to 40% of their pay, based on whether they have succeeded in persuading the doctors in their sales territory to actually prescribe Abbott's pharmaceuticals and drugs. So they're actually compensated on whether or not they succeed.
I don't understand either why you think that matters under the statute or why you say that. And as I understand what's going on, they're compensated depending on the sales of their products in their sales territory, but not on whether they succeeded. They would be compensated depending on sales even if they had broken a hip and never left home. You know, I thought most pharmaceutical companies thought that what sells the products are the products.
There is obviously an element, as with any brand name, as with any product, that the thing sells itself. But the 2,000 sales representative that Abbott employs to work the pharmaceutical industry, to work the doctors, are meant to persuade the doctors to sell these things. So there's a strong element of persuasion by these 2,000 sales representatives in the sales factors. And the company can and does measure whether or not they are successful in getting the doctors to increase the market share of the Abbott products via the other products that they may prescribe. So they really do both. The fourth thing I think that applies and lends interest or lends education as to whether or not they should be regarded as salespeople is that the 2000 active...
Well, as the last case reminded us, asking a compound question is hazardous because you answered half of my compound question. Now, the other half of the compound question is, why does the method of compensation matter? If Abbott chooses to make ordinary clerks paid in part by sales in their territory, does that make them outside salesmen?